Okay, we're at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Ir She'ein Ba Yerek, a city that doesn't have vegetables or some source of fresh vegetables, Ein Tamal Kachom L'Shoy L'Dorsha. A Tamal Kachom is not allowed to live there. Rashi, Ein Tamal Kachom L'Fi She'Yerek Tov L'Machal. It's something good to eat. V'Nukach L'Zol. This is the main thing. It's very cheap. V'Yachal L'Zot B'Tor. He doesn't need such a high expenses. He can sit and learn and not too much expenditures. So according to this, L'Meimah D'Yerek Ma'alya, you're telling me that vegetables are a good thing? They're healthy, whatever? I don't know if the word is healthy over here, but it's something good. V'Tanya, Shlosha, there are three things. Marvin at a devil that causes a person to excrete a lot. It causes a person to hunch over, meaning it weakens a person. And it causes him to lose his sight a little bit. What is it? Pat kibor. Pat kibor is a very coarse bread. They bring down that if you sift out the main white flour and you're left with all the chaff and all the other stuff that's over there, that's not healthy for a person. V'sheikh ha-kadash, that's fresh beer. V'yerek, and vegetables, not so healthy for you. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha-betumi v'karte ha-bishar yarke. One is talking about garlics and leeks, and the other one is the rest of the vegetables. Now Rashi has two gears, each one learning which one's the good one, which one's the bad one. So, tumi v'karte Rashi. Loma alu kakshamati. These are not the healthy ones. That's what I heard. And the rest of the vegetables are healthy. V'nira ve'inai, but it seems to me the opposite. Tumi v'karti ma'ali. They're healthy. V'hakitanyim. This is what we learned in Baba Kama. There are five things that says about garlic. That garlic is a very healthy thing. Masbiya, it's satiates. Mashchin, it anoints in something, matzil haponim, makes the kids good countenance to the face, umarbet azera, vahari kinim shibimayim, it destroys inner bacteria, I guess, the kreishin nami tanya bibachoros, the yachin levenei me'ayin, and also leeks, it's good for the intestines. So that's what Rashi says. This is the good one, the vegetables are not so good. Okay, Kitatanya, like we have a brisa. Shum is a yer. Garlic is a vegetable, as Rashi says. Ani shemati l'ganai, v'ani omei l'shevach. I heard, according to the first shot, that garlic is not healthy. That's a yerik, meaning it's a ganai. But I say it's for shevach. It's a yerik, it's a full, good vegetable. Krishim chetzi yerik. It's a half a vegetable, meaning it's not as good as garlic, but it's half. If you find a radish, you find good medicine. Ah, Bahatanya, we see near it. You see, if you found a radish, it's poison to the person. Lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan bialin, kan bialmahot. The one is with the leaves, and one is the bulb. Kan bialmahot. One is in the summertime. Kan bialmahot gishomim. Rashi. Alin kashin. The leaves of a radish are not healthy. It's difficult for a person. The bulb is yafin. The amot is the shvashim. It's the roots of the radish. It's the main part we eat. V'yamotachama, that's when it's good. In the summertime, it's good to eat radishes. Yafin shemitzani neraguf. It cools off the body. V'yamotachamim kashin. Oh, they asked the question over here. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Vintinios, they even had radishes in the wintertime, the summer and the winter. Nothing was ever lacking from their table. Tosfot mentions this. And therefore he says that it's... the Yalin the Amihot. He wants to hold that it's on the leaves are not good at one part of the year and the other part of the year. It's a question that a lot of Mephoshim are asking. If you see, radishes aren't so healthy. But Lamaisa, radishes are healthy, especially in the summertime, and the bulbs. of it. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Kol Yish Yesh Ba Ma'alo to Mardot, any city that has ups and downs, meaning you have mountains, mountainous city that you have to go up and down. Adam Behem Ishav Behem, Meitim Bechetzi Yemehem. A man and an animal, they both die in Chetzi of their life. Meitim, they die, Sakatai Tuch, you think? Ela Ema, Matkinim Bechetzi Yemehem. They get old quickly when you have these mountainous cities. Omer Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Hani Molita, these hills, the Bay Beira, or the Bay Narsh, between these two cities that I used to have to travel anyway, it made me old early. Vashi, Matkinen, Mipnei HaTorah, because you have to work hard, it makes a person work hard going up and down them. Bay Beira, Bay Narsh, Bay Ariyot, Yesh, Bay Nizu, Lizu, Ma'alu, Demardot, Vahein, Ma'aliasa. These two things, these mountains over here, as Kunin, is Kinuni, it made me old. So this is an interesting Gemara, because the Maskana of the Gemara is, you know, whole wheat bread, vegetables, and exercise, it's no good. So it needs a different Hesper over here. It could be that the Hesper this is, that a person that is only eating vegetables, we know that the vegetables have to have, you have to have your proteins, you have to have the other things. Someone who's only going to eat vegetables, it could be something that's not healthy for the body. Again, he gets stooped over, a lot of zevul and stuff like that, meaning a person has to have a balanced diet. But pot kibor, even though whole grains is healthy, this is talking about all the white stuff was sifted out. So all the chaff, it could really disturb his stomach if a person has a problem with her. And there's two different types of exercises. There's exercises that works on the body, but these hills just going up and down is not always the healthiest thing. But a little tzarech iyun. Bigamar. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Going back, when you have a city that's a circle, or a city that's not a square, we said that a circle, a square, you have to square it off according to the ruach of the world. You have to do it according to the north is in the north, the south is in the south. So a place like Matisyahu, which we're not a square, what they would have to do when they make the tachum for Matisyahu, we first have to square it off. And I spoke to myself with Wilkenfeld, he says there is a map where they squared off all of Modi'in Elit and Matisyahu, and they have it completely squared off, and then they measured the 2,000 amos. And by the way, it's not so big, 2,000 amos. For example, we were discussing the other day of the Karfet, which was 70 amos and two-thirds. So I found about, I was walking from your house, from your door to the end of the Goldbergs' house. About, that's 70, I say that according to the way the Mishnah Brewer brought it down, the Ber Halacha, that if you don't know what an Amah is, since your foot is about a half an Amah, and you take a regular normal step, which is another foot, you know, each foot, so I counted about 70. So a full property on Matisyahu is about 50. It's about 50, a little less than 50. What? Amahs.
A step is like about an Amah.
A step is about an Amah, a regular step. That's what the Mishnah Brewer says. If you don't know and you have to measure your steps, take 2,000 steps. So this carpet around the city, that extra living space, is only it's only about a length of a house and a half, a little bit more than a house and a half on Matisyahu. So 2,000, okay, it's a little bit more, but I called Rev Rothschild and he told me what the sheets were, and I didn't understand it, so we were going to re-clarify it on the phone today at about 1 o'clock, so I'll hopefully have the full clarification. But he has it all done. The Charles, the one in here at Safer, that's in charge of the area, and he's quite a learned person in these areas.
I think that they said that from Kiryat Sefer to Hashmonaim is out of the area.
He told me that the first kikar in Hashmonaim, that's without a Erev Tashum, an Erev Tachum.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get all the correct
things. When you have the tachumi over by the gate down there.
If you have the tachumi, then it extends it double. So I remember hearing in the past, B'nai Bina is already out of things. When you go down Rambam, to the end of Rambam, it's already going too much. But I'll try and have the exact calculation. It seems to be a map out.
You can't walk there.
Yeah. I don't know if he's telling me the most machmir shita or there's what to be somech on, but I'll clarify it. I started questioning one of these. He was
busy at the curve time. Around. How do they deal with that? The tchum is the square, right? It's just the map.
Once you make the square, 2,000, and it's square. It's a straight line.
Right.
Yeah, so the Gemara is going to discuss in a little bit how you go up the mountains and everything that we'll cover in the next week, and we'll have all a better picture. And in Yitz Hashem, Belinet, I'll try and get a map from there. So after we finish these sugyas, we can know how far it's going. But the first thing is we square it off. That's the first thing. I don't have all the anything else. I'm going to sit down and speak with him. You do. Find out. Oh, let's see the Gemara right now. Tana Rabbanan. Let's see the Brisa. Paul Levava, if you're coming to, when you come to square it off, Marva Bevi Olam. You do it according to the before the Olam. Meaning when you make it off, you make it to the north and north. If the city is already a square, if the city is already a square, then we don't do it. But in any other case where it's a circle or any other shape that it's not already squared off, when you do square it off, you square it off to the Ruchot of the Olam, even if you're going to gain. Even if you're going to lose. That's the way we do it. Notate Tzafon of the Tzafon. You make the northern face of the square and the Tzafon. Tzafon Olam. Uchvom of the Tzafon Olam. And you want a simon for what's the north and the south. If you're coming to square off your city, or you want to, you're in some kind of a little village and you want to figure out how far you could walk on Shabbos, the simonim is the Egla B'Tzafon V'Akvav B'Drom. The Egla, which is the Mazalos, Rashi learns, which is we call Taurus, and the Aquab is Scorpio. The Egla is in the Tzafon, if you know your astrological signs, which is a lost art today, but some people around here know it. Moshe Aaron is quite, he'll, if you ever go out with him at night, then he'll point out the different astrological signs. But the Egla is the North Star, whatever, that's the northern route, and the Aquab is the south. Rashi. Biribui shal olam, kidim of forge biazo. Notin tzfon of the tzfon olam and drum the drone olam, the low biaxon of shal olam. You don't put it on angles, rather you do the exact north. The way to know it is look at the north star and the south star. Agalab tzfon biako bidron, mazolosim. These are astrological signs. Not everybody learns like Rashi. There's a Mihiri that learns that it's clusters of stars, but for intensive purposes, we know of the North Star, and that's been usually the source of most fixing the points of the North. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in Einu Yodea Levaba Bivua Olam. What do you do if you don't know the Mazalos? You don't know the Astrological, but you want to figure out what the North is. And of course, you don't have a compass. If you have a compass here, it's easy. But I guess there's no mention of a compass over here. I don't know my history so well when a compass came in to a being, but I would imagine they would, if it was something, a magnetic piece of metal, it seems to be something that it's, would be common, but I guess the Gemara didn't mention it. If you don't know how to square it off, how do you do it? Marva Kamina Tekufot. You square it off according to the Tekufot, the season. Now we're going into Gemara over here on the Tekufot, the different seasons of the year. How do you do it? Ketzat. Kama Yotze V'Yom Orach. On the day, the longest day of the year, that's the, we'll start with the summer solstice, we just had it in Tammuz, it's called Tekufas Tammuz. On the longest day of the year, when the sun comes out, V'Shachat V'Yom Orach, Zehu Pnei Tzafon. Meaning the Gemara is assuming, or the Tanakam over here is assuming, that on the longest day of the year, when the sun rises, it rises in the northeast, exact northeast, and it sets in the exact northwest. So mark those 2 points off, and you have northeast, northwest, and then hupnei tzafon. That's the northern line. Chama yetzeh b'yom katzeh, v'shachah b'yom katzeh, on the winter solstice, which is going to be in the southeast in the morning, and set in the southwest in the afternoon. Zeh hupnei tzafon. That's the drum. Tekufa Nisan v'Tekufa Tishrei, this is the equinox, this is the day of the year that's exactly even, 12 hours of the morning, 12 hours of the day. That over there would be Tishrei Chama Yotza b'chetzi Mizrach b'shachar b'chetzi Marv. That's the eastern and the western point over here. So that's basically, if you don't know, you just make the calculations and you figure out where the north, south, east, west is. Shnei Marv, and we have a pasuk in Kohelis that helps us out with this. Holech el drom v'soviv el tzfon. The pasuk says the sun goes to the south and it circles around to the north. That even when the sun, in the summertime it's more northern, right? It rises the north, but in the streak across the sky, the sun goes towards the southern part, and therefore in the nighttime, it's going around the northern part. Okay? Holech el drom b'soviv el tzfon. Holech el drom b'yom b'soviv el tzfon b'layla. Now again, Chazal with halacha, especially with astronomy, everything is according to what is observable. That's how they do these things. So sometimes if these gemaras seem, today we have our satellite images and it's not exactly like that, it's because it doesn't matter. Because Chazal was entrusted in them, what is that? Whatever is observable, as Rav Luft mentions, even if you have a microscope and you see all kinds of mites or whatever and all kinds of bacteria and bugs in the water, what's observable from the eye is what halacha does. So too with the astronomy and the movement of the sun, when it circles around towards the north, south, it circles around the sun in the north in the morning. Soviv, soviv, holech haruach, that's the continuation of the pasuk. Elo p'nei mizrach, p'nei mariv. This is the eastern and the northern, the eastern and the western part of the sky. Pa'amim mahalchetam, pa'amim mizrachetam. Sometimes it's mahalchim. When you see it, it's called the sun is going. And sometimes it's whatever. When you don't see it, it's talking about it's circling. Rashi. You don't know the mezalos. Marva can mean hatekufot. Therefore, you square it off according to the tekufot. Lefi hiloch sibu v'chama nikra ezer v'och dromit ezer v'och tzipon. According to the movements of the sun, you can figure out where the north and the south is. Chama yotze b'yom orach, on the longest day of the year in Tammuz. Oto vuach shiata roish shechava yotze b'yom orach shel yemei tekufa Tammuz yotze b'tzido ha'echad v'shaka b'yoto vuach atzmo b'tzido ha'echad. Goes from one side to the other side, which is the northeast and the southeast. No, the northeast and the northwest. Zel p'nei tzifon. I'm not just going to say what we spoke of. We're going to go through this Rashi kind of quick. Lefi she'chama li'olam b'yom ha'b'mizrach l'drom moholechet. It goes from east, and in its going in the sky, it goes towards a southern way, then sets back in the north in the summertime. Yom ekra holech el drom v'halicha chama b'yom hi'ava b'layla eno holech ele soviv mechutz l'kipa. It doesn't go back around the world, rather it kind of like jumps outside the kippah of the Olam. I'm not exactly sure ancient astronomy what they're thinking over here, but that was the observable Ubiyom ha'orach omed b'kerem mizrachi tzifoni. Starts off in the northeast umalechet mizrach drom, and it goes now towards the south umarav b'shoka b'kerem tzifoni maravit, and it sets in the northwest ubalayla sovev p'nei tzifon, and it goes around the north. And the next day, it's already becoming a little less the daylight hours of the day. It's not in the corner, the northeast corner anymore. It goes down a little bit. It's moving away from the corner. And it also going a little bit less. It's getting shorter and shorter. But call it tzifon. A little bit more each time. Until you get to the equinox. And therefore, that's when the day is equal. And therefore, the day is equal. Tuvom, Bishokar Ad Shiyatze B'yom V'tikuf B'tevis. Again, the same thing going back until you get to the solstice in the winter. Bekerim Mizrachi Dvomim Ma'alechet Dvom Levado Bishokar Bekerim Marvi Dvom V'ayin Etikamar Kama Yatze B'yom Katsar Bishokar B'yom Katsar V'zeo Pnei Dvom. He was explaining how they observed it. Pnei Mizrach V'pnei Marv V'amim V'hilchasam B'yom B'yomim Ha'aruchim, in the day, on the longest days, Ba'amim Mitzvavazam B'layla V'meit Tekufa Tevet. And sometimes it's more Mitzvav in the Tevis that way. Okay, so according to this Gemara, the way you do it is in the longest, you match up the longest day, the shortest day, and the even day, and then you have your four directions. Omer Rev Mishashia, he doesn't agree with this. Litnahu lahani klali. We don't hold these klali. Titania. Lo yatze chamim yola mekeren mizrachi tzfonis. But he has a brisa that when they, in the longest day of the year, it's not exactly the northeast corner. Never. Lo yatze chamim yola. The sun never rises in the keren mizrachi tzfonis. It never rises exactly in the northeastern point. Veshoka bekeren marvi. And in the winter time, it never goes exactly in the southern part. And it sets over there. It never happens exactly. These klalim aren't exact. And he doesn't agree that you could make to the ribur the olam based on the astronomy. That when you sit on the longest day, or b'techila yom, or b'techila laila, he doesn't agree. He says it's not an exact calculation, and therefore he rejects it. And therefore you either need to know your northern star or a compass. That's basically Rabbi Yehuda. He rejected that idea. Okay. Omer Shmuel. Now we're going to go into the Tekufot, and this is basically understanding the calendar of the year. This is called Tekufot Shmuel. Okay, there's two Tekufas that we have. This is the one that we basically use. There's another Tekufa called Tekufot Ada, Revada, which is more exacting, and it's used in other places, but this is called the revealed one, that's called the Betzina one. We're going to work specifically with the Tekufot Shmuel right now. Now, let's just start the price, and then we're going to do a little background in some mathematics. Omer Shmuel, ain't Tekufa Nisan? Remember, the world was created, the astronomy on all the signs in the world was created on the fourth day, and in Nisan, that's when the world was created. Even though we celebrate Tishrei, that was in Makshava. Nisan was Lamaisa. More the Rebbe left has spoken out. Ain't, so we start the world in Nisan. Ain't Tekufa Nisan Nofelad Ela Biarba Revia Olam. The Tekufa, the season of Nisan, the spring, only falls on the four quarters of the day. Meaning, what are the four quarters of the day? You have sunrise, sunset, midday, and midnight. Those are the four quarters split up in 6 hours. The Tekufa of Nisan only starts, the spring can only start on these days. Oh, but Techilat Yom, even in the beginning of the day, which is sunrise, since we're doing the Tekufa of the sun, we're dealing with the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar. So the beginning of the day is at sunrise. Is that okay? Midnight. Beginning of the day, which was sunrise, or b'techilat halayla, or sunset, or b'chetze yom b'chetze halayla. The ain't tekufa tamuz, which is the summer time, nofelet ela or b'yachar mechetze or b'sheva mechetze. Only on the 1:30 mark or the 7:30 mark, ben b'yom ben b'layla, where it's the day of the night, meaning 1.5 hours after sunrise, after midday, or 1.5 hours into the night, v'chuli. Let's just go over the calculations that the Gemara is speaking out. Rashi's going to speak it out thoroughly, but first we'll just speak it out so a person can get it. A solar year is exactly 365 days and 6 hours, according to Tekufas Shmuel. Okay, there's a difference of 5 minutes on Tekufas Rav Ada, which is Marika, but we work with Tekufas of Shmuel, and we correct the calendar throughout the day, throughout the years with the leap years that we have. So, if it's 365 days and 6 hours, It's really to divide it by 7 to make weeks. 364 is divided by 7. That's 52 weeks. And you have 1 day and 6 hours extra. So every year you have 52 weeks. So if, let's say, Nisan falls at sunrise on Wednesday, right? 52 weeks later, sunrise Wednesday, 1 day and 6 hours later would be the start of the next Tekufa of Nisan. So it will be on Thursday at midday, right? Because since the calendar is 52 weeks plus 1 day and 6 hours, so the calendar, the Tekufot are always falling or are always jumping ahead 1 day and 6 hours every year. So Nisan falls out 1 day at the solar calendar on Thursday at 6 o'clock. So basically, according to that, this is Tekufot Shmuel. Every 28 years, it corrects itself. And it falls back, it will fall back on that original Wednesday at sunrise when the world was created. That's basically where we make the blessing on the sun. It's based on this hour and a half that we have extra. Okay, so we have 7 days, the year divided by 7, 52 weeks, 1 day and 6 hours. Therefore, from each year to year, the season will be 1 day and 6 hours. So if we divide that, we're going to divide it even more. That's on one thing. If we divide the year by 4, each season comes out to 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay? So whenever Nisan starts, the Tekufa of Tammuz will start 91 days and 7.5 hours later. So again, if Nisan started and it starts on one of the four quarters of the day, let's say it starts at sunrise, so 91 days and 7.5 hours later will be Tammuz. So if you add 77.5 hours later, you will have Tammuz always starting on the 1.5 mark or the 7.5 mark. Meaning if you start at the hour, let's say at 12 midnight was Nisan, so at 7:30 in the morning, the next time would be Tammuz. If you start in midday at 6 o'clock, in sunrise at 6 o'clock for Nisan, therefore 7.5 hours later plus 91 days would be Tammuz. So Tammuz always falls on the 1.5 mark or the 7.5 mark. Let's see, the Brisa would be a little clearer now. Omer Shmuel, or it's not a Brisa, it's a Shmuel. Ain't the Kufa Nisan nofelet ela v'arba revi hayom. It only starts on the four quarters of the day, or betchila yom, or betchila laila, or bechetzi yom, or bechetzi laila. Either 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 12 o'clock. The ain't the Kufa Tammuz nofelet ela, or bechad mechetzer, or beshev mechetzer. Since it's 91 days and 7.5 hours later, because we divided the year into 365 days and 6 hours divided by 4 is 91 plus 7.5 hours. Therefore, Tammuz falls either on the 1.5 hour mark or the 7.5 hour mark. The eighth of Kufa Tishrei. Now the solstice of the fall is Nofelet Ella al Shpishloshot or Beteishoshot. You add 7.5 to 1 and you get 9. Or if you add 7.5 to 7.5, it comes out to 3. So it's always going to fall on the third hour or the ninth hour, ben biyom ben belayla, between the night and the day. Vein tekufa tefes, nofelet, add another 7.5 hours plus 91 days. It won't fall, ela arba mechetza or b'yesa mechetza, 4.5 and 10.5. Ben biyom ben belayla. Vein ben tekufa le tekufa ela tisha ve'achad yom v'sheve sha'oz u'mechetza. And then things is not, we find between Tekufa and Tekufa, 91 days and 7.5 hours. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi is basically inside what we said outside. It's a little period in the middle of the Rashi. Lefi Shema'os not lo b'techilat le'el revi, since the Ma'orot began in the beginning of the night on the revi, on the fourth day, B'Shabbos, Ubechodesh Nisan was the one who was created. The Yomot HaKama is 365 Yom V'Sheish Sha'ot, in 6 hours. Chashavoto kulam nishvis, if you divide it by the sevens, v'yishor v'yidach yom v'revia nimtza tekufa nisin b'shana haba b'chetzi alayla, you'll find the next year, since it's starting at the beginning of the night, the first year, the next year, year one in the calendar, or year two in the calendar, you'll find that Nisan will be midnight on Thursday. L'shana shlishi will be techilat yom, it will be at sunrise on Friday. L'shana revi will be chetzi yom, Shabbos. So chayli olam, that's how it works out. Yom revi bein tekufa, shana l'tekufa shana, habal liolam, hein kulam, b'yachad min revi yitzhalo. We'll always fall on that. Vein tekufa tamuz, nofel arela b'yachad u'mecheto, or b'sheva u'mecheto, or b'yom, or b'layla. Shekitushu b'nisa nofel at techilat yom, if it starts in the beginning of the day, Oto shel Tammuz b'shiva mechetzei v'yom. We'll fall 7.5 hours later. Shetukufa nisan b'chetzei yom. Shel Tammuz b'yachar mechetzei b'layla. It'll be 1:30 at night. L'fi shezayin shahar mechetzei yesh bein tekufa l'ktufa. The 7.5 hours between each tekufa should be oto yom. Shezuno felet. Zuno felet. Elez nimshachet lahalan mishas shenafla zu zayin shahar mechetzei sheim. Shloshim sha'ot l'dalet at tekufot. That would work out the whole thing. Dehenu yom revi lefi zeh cheshbon otoshal tishvei nofelet or begimel or betet, works out over there in the mathematics. Im nafel tekufa tamuz biyacharu mechetz shal tishvei nofelet betet. Fim shal tamuz bezayinu mechetz shal tishvei begimel vechein kulam bezeu simon. This is the simon. Aleph zayin gimel yud vav aleph tet dalet. Aleph is 1, Zion is 7.5 hours later. We just rounded off to the 7. Then you have the Gimel, the third hour for Tishrei, and Yud would be Tevis. And if Nisan starts in Vav on the 6th hour, then 7.5 hours later would be 1:30, that's the Aleph. 7.5 hours later would be the 10th hour, which would be Tet. And then you have the Dalet, which would be 7.5 hours. Kishet Techufa Nisan B'Echad Shel Tamas Shesh B'Echad Shel Tamas B'Zion U'Mechetze V'Shel Tishrei B'Gimel V'shal Tevis be Yudu Mechetza. V'shana Shnia. Shal Nisan Ubich Mechetzi Yom. Will be the half day mark. Tehenu Bevav Shaud. V'shal Tamuz Be'achar U'mechetz Mechetza. V'shal Tishvei Betet. V'shal Tevis Be'dalet U'mechetz Be'yom. Okay. That was the easy part. Okay. Next part of the thing. V'ein Tekufa Moshechet Mechaverta Ela Chetzi Sha'a. When the Tekufa follows the next one, according to the astrological signs now, it's a half an hour. Because remember, the 7.5 hours from Tekufa to Tekufa, so that means if we have 7 astrological signs, and that was what they worked with in astrology, the 7 astrological signs, they are the Sun, the Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. These were the 7 signs that they worked with. So if you from Tekufa to Tekufa, if there's 7 signs and each hour starts the new sign, you have a half hour over. From season to season, we have a leftover of a half an hour, which makes itself up in the astrological signs. V'yom Yishmol, Ein lecha Tekufa Nisan shenofel b'tzedek. If Tekufa Nisan, the spring, falls when Tzedek, Jupiter, is in the sky. She'enu, ein lecha tekufa nisan shenofel b'tzedek, she'enu mishaper ad ilonos. The trees are going to get broken that year. Ve'ein lecha tekufa tevis shenofel b'tzedek, if the fall falls in Jupiter, she'enu miyaveshet ad ezvayim. You're going to have a bad crop, these seeds are going to get dried up. Ve'hu, and this is dafka, the itlid levana o bilavana or b'tzedek. It's only when the molad of the moon is fell in the hour of the astrological workings of the moon or Tzedek, which is Jupiter. Rashi explains this all out. See Rashi inside. We also had this explained very well, Rashi, in Shabbos, where it went back and forth between the hours and how the grid of the week and which days of the week are more that you could, that when Mars falls out twice during the week, it's not a good time. Okay, the eight tekufin moshek and mechaverta ele b'chetzi shah. Skip the first 6 words. Shimush hashos is kalash tamchan. Chaf is Kochav, which is Mercury. Lamed is Levana, the moon. Shin is Shapta, which is Saturn. Tzadi is Tzedek, which is Saturn. Mem is Mars, which is Mars. Cham is the sun. And Nun is Noga, which is Venus. Hu Sidur v'hiluchan techilat Lel Aleph b'Shabbat, starting on Sunday. Mishameshet Kochav. That's when Mercury starts. And according to this order that that Rashi brought down, V'yachav of Levona, V'yachav of Shabtai Tzedek u'Ma'adim Cham and Noga. Hari Zayin Sha'ot. These are 7 hours, and each hour has a different astrological sign. V'chozeret Chalila Nimtza Sha'ari Shona Liyom Echad B'Shabbos is Chama. We'll find it's the Chama. V'yachav of Noga, V'yach V'od Kalas Tzam Chan, going in that order. Timtza Simani Sha'ot V'shona Chol Yemot Shavua Chalam Katznach. That's the first hour of the day, according to which one is in the sky on that day. Starts off. Yomim b'tzimani sha'ot v'shonu sha'kol laila ha'shvur it's katznach chal lam. And this is v'rev shafti detolo. It's on Spanish. Havofe, z'kon atzadik l'bracha, pirshu heiti p'sefer chachmoni shalo. He explains all this very well in his Book of Wisdom. Lam in Israel, Kochavim be'inyan zeh. Why is it exactly in this order? This was a tremendous science in those days, and they worked it out. The cave in the ain bein tekufa the tekufa el zayin shod mechet. That's between each tekufa 7.5 hours. Nimta sheim nofelat tekufa nisin betachila kochav. If you found in the beginning of Kochav, which is Mercury, tekufa Tammuz, which would be 7.5 hours later in the week, yipu vechetzi kochav will be in the middle of Mercury. Tishrei. Bevosh Levana will now be in the beginning of Levana, but there is Bechetzi Levana. As the schedule, this calendar goes through, this is how it will work. Tehen Kulam Kishitochi Zain Shaot, Umek Ta'acha Nefilaso Shal Zu Tekia, Leoso Shah Atma, Elenim Shechet Chetzi Sha'ali Achre. It's always a half hour later. Fahani, Mile, one is it so dangerous that Nisan and Tevis. Is can break the trees and dry up the zrayim. Tatani mili the atili moled levana shel nisan. When the moled or shel tevis b'shas levana, that's only when it starts in the when levana or b'shas tzedek is in the sky.